The Oracle on River Street by Rachel Swirsky. She stands on the sidewalk, holding out her hands like a collection bowl of translucent veined flesh. A gunny sack dress sags around her skinny ankles, drab and gray. Creases fold her skin into an unknown geography, rich with hills and valleys. Nestled like mountain lakes, her eyes, shining and incandescent as opals. At her feet, a paper plate marked, "Please give food." Around us, pedestrians rush, clutching lattes to mute lips, cell phones to deaf ears. Gazes flick toward her, roll away, seeking storefronts, leaves in the gutter, the flash of expired parking meters, anything but the pale accusation of her eyes. I unfold a five from my wallet. She cups her fingers around it like a prayer. "I want you to know who you've helped," she says. "I am an oracle, sent by the gods and the CIA to rescue the Earth from Darkness's army. Darkness wears six arms and many eyes and destroys human minds with fear bursts drizzling like rain from clawed fingers. I alone can see their shadowed shapes. Already I've fought them in 100 cities. Beware, the final battle is coming." She reaches for me, and I wish it were true, that her blind eyes belong to Tiresias, that hers were Cassandra's trembling lips, giving unseen truths the shape of words. I wish the hordes of her imagination would ride down from the blazing sky, that she'd leap atop that parked Porsche, swinging a parking meter like a staff, and chase the monsters back. I wish she could be a hero. "That's who I am," she says. "I've come to save you all." Her hands grasp mine, skin crinkled and thin, like an ancient scroll. I say, "Thank you."